I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to kimandlavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show, Kim and Lavoie, Judgment Day on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM and the radio.com app. Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and Gary Ellerson returns. GE, what's going on, boss?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I miss you, man. Yeah, I miss you.
He looks a little older.
I don't
see. Huh? You look a little older.
Yeah. What? Yeah, I mean, you know, I lost like, you know, maybe 7 or 8 pounds, you know, with that little thing I had going on.
Yeah, little thing. Yeah. It sounded like it was back and forth is what it seemed like.
It was quite public. What I found out is that Muskego has a Facebook page.
Like the City of Muskego Facebook page.
Yeah, they have a Facebook page. And what I found out is that most people thought that they had food poisoning, and which that's what I thought I had originally. Like the first I thought was food poisoning.
Because food poisoning is an aggressive sickness.
Like that. And
right
like,
now, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's no leeway. There's no the 13 seconds to be able to find somewhere to go.
And I had ate a piece of ham on Wednesday that I know was kind of green.
Okay. But green eggs and ham is good, right?
It's kind of green. And I chewed it up and, you know, I smelled it at first.
Worth the risk.
I can do it.
Worth the risk, yeah.
And I tried, and I chewed it up, swallowed it, and I thought maybe that was the cause of it. But then I find out Muskego Facebook page, they were having all these people with the same symptoms as I had, and they were saying that, I guess a huge thing, and they were saying that they thought that they had ate at some restaurant there, and apparently it's not. They got some virus going around, blah, 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 blah.
Did they name a restaurant in there and be like, this is the place I think
I
got it at?
I'm not going to say
that. That would be some slander
They did name restaurants. I'm just going to leave that out. But it wasn't a restaurant. It's this.
Sure, yeah, just a second, just a little bug. It happens. It goes around. It'll come to Oak Creek at some point. I know Steve will get knocked out with it. It'll come to Greendale at some point.
And in and out.
We'll all get hit with it. Yeah, it's in and out. That's for sure. Goodness gracious. Well, glad to have you back.
And thank you.
You do look a little thinner.
So. Yeah, I lost a little weight.
Sometimes being sick, the best diet.
And that's why I look older. Thus, Steve. Hey, you look a little older.
I was looking like there's no stress. There's not much gray hair or anything.
He doesn't have any hair.
I didn't know if you were like growing a soul patch that came in gray or something. Because Leroy does that every once in a while where he grows out that.
He changes up.
Yeah, and he grows out that soul patch and gets a little gray. And I'm like, man, you're looking older than GE. Yeah. So let's lock that up.
Leroy looks older than me anyway. I mean, is he here yet?
I don't know. I saw him in the building when I got here. So he's talking to some people, and it's Leroy Butler. We work on Leroy Butler time. But last night, it was Milwaukee Bucks time. Goodness gracious, guys. Yes. Since 1974, there had not been an MVP from the Milwaukee Bucks organization. They have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar introduce some Giannis, or as he called him, Giannis highlights last night. Kareem, how obvious was it that he doesn't watch much Milwaukee Bucks basketball last night?
Yeah.
There it is. Kareem. We got it. Locked in.
That's right.
But also a big night, Gary, for John Horst, who walks away with Executive of the Year. Wes Edens, Mark Lazary, Jamie Dimon, all in attendance last night out in Santa Monica. And you had heard some rumblings earlier today, and with free agency right around the corner, it makes the Milwaukee Bucks front office, at least, paints them in a very, very good light around the league. Do you still have reservations about how the Milwaukee Bucks are being run?
Yeah, I do, actually. I mean, listen, what they did last night was great. I mean, it was a great thing for the Milwaukee Bucks. It was great for John Horst because we really didn't want him. Well, I don't know but some people didn't think that he'd do what he did, and we still don't know if he's doing what he's doing, if that makes sense. But needless to say, he's the one that got the award, and which is great for the Milwaukee Bucks. I think the last time Ted won it 1 year, didn't he, Steve? Ted Thompson.
Yeah. Yep.
And then we talked about John Hammond. John, I don't know how long ago John. When did John win it? Was that
Fear the Deer year?
The Deer year.
I think so. Yeah.
So John, and that one had to be a what?
2009-2010 season.
So 9 to 10 years ago. Did anybody in the Brewers?
I don't know if Doug Melvin ever.
Yeah, did Doug ever get it?
I think Doug did.
Did he get it on a run with when they get to the?
They also have a series and that? Multiple different types of awards in baseball because the Baseball Writers Association of America likes to make everybody know that they're in charge, so they screw with it left and right.
Okay. I just think that I heard on the Four Letter Network today that they were talking about the Milwaukee Bucks, and they were talking about right now they see it as one of the better franchises for like a free agent to go to because they're established at the top. And if you're looking for a lot of these guys in free agency, that's kind of what they're looking for. They want to make sure the front office is all right where it's supposed to be and all lined up, and then John Horsecoe's win that award. I guess that kind of made the Milwaukee Bucks seen in a good light. Giannis then backs that up with the MVP. What's the question again?
Do you still have reservations about the Giannis or the Milwaukee Bucks front office after last night?
And I do, and here's why. And I don't know, and Steve probably can talk more about this than I can, but I don't know if we've ever seen an ownership group where it actually changed hands. Like the power, like we're gonna, then this one guy, he has, because everybody's different. Everybody wants to do things differently. And I mean, so that means that who gets the power next, Steve? Is it?
It'll be Mark Lazary taking over July 1st once the new league year turns around, correct?
So next month?
I think so, yeah.
Next month?
Yeah.
6 days.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Monday. Free agency opens Sunday night.
It's a great topic for today, man. I didn't even know.
Yeah, as far as your MLB Executive of the Year,
yeah,
they didn't start until 2018.
There you go. Yeah.
That was the first time they've had one.
Okay.
So there you go.
There you go.
Baseball Writers of
America. So this starts Monday. It changes hands Monday?
When the new league year kicks in, it rotates every 5 years. Now, Jamie Dimon does get a run, or it's just as Lazary and Edens will
get the
two runs.
Two.
Correct. Okay.
So Lazary and Edens. So it changed over to who on
Vasitelli and Dimon don't get it.
It goes from Wes Edens to Mark Lazary on Monday.
So now is Lazary? Are they all on the same board? I mean, they got different personalities. Obviously, do they want to do things the same? I don't know if we know that. I mean, you don't know the direction. I mean, everybody, when that one guy gets in charge, he wants to make his mark. Normally, that's kind of how it works. Now, in a perfect world, you would think that both of those guys, Lazary and Edens, have been talking, and they're on the same wavelength. They're on they know the direction that this organization is going. One would think that's how it should be. But do you actually believe that is true? I don't know. So, to me, that creates some question as far as the Milwaukee Bucks and, do I still have reservations about that? Yes, because of the changes of hands of power.
And Sparky, the acting governorship, as the NBA would like me to refer to it as, does change hands on Monday when Wes Edens and Mark Lazary switch acting roles as the head of power in the organization. But do you have reservations still about how the Milwaukee Bucks front office structure is and who's making the calls? Who's calling the shots?
Well, if it's been Wesley Edens, that's going to provide issues. If Edens has been making the calls
right.
With John Horst or helping John Horst one way or the other. I guess I'm not fully buying that this has been Horst by himself, and they by themselves have said that it's pretty much a community affair with every decision they make, that everybody's involved in having a hand in what they're going to do, whether it be Fagan, Horst, Edens, whoever. They're all kind of doing it together for the most part. So now you throw Mark Lazary into this bad boy. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I said, nobody enjoys being a celebrity more than Mark Lazary right now. That boy loves
Wes Edens has some fun, too, now.
A celebrity. Mark Lazary's playing in the All-Star Celebrity Game every year.
Yeah.
jet setting, bringing all of his boys in from New York.
Wheeling, dealing.
Some different games.
Might be kiss stealing.
Flying back to New York, doing all that stuff. His kids in the organization already with a higher-up position in Alex. I have no idea what to expect whatsoever. I guess my advice to Mark Lazary is just simple, which is you better do whatever you can to make sure Giannis is happy 24/7. Figure it out. I don't care what that is. You make sure he's happy. If he loves Budenholzer, then you roll with Budenholzer. If he loves Middleton, then you're going to have to pay Middleton. Whatever. This has to be about Giannis. This cannot be about, well, Giannis may not like this, but I'm the owner, so I'm going to do it this way, and Giannis will grow to like it. Like, I don't think that's a very wise thing to do with a Supermax coming up next summer. At least for the next year until he signs that deal, you got to play to win him over. That's how this has to be played as, excuse me,
all the fears were out last night.
Owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, that's how this has to be played. Now, once he signs the Supermax and you have him locked in for 5 years, well, then if you want to go play, you know, super ego owner and do what you want to do and screw this whole thing up or think you're making it better or however this is going to play out and not care about Giannis's feelings anymore, that's up to you. Mark Lazary seems like a pretty smart dude to me. We've talked to him before. I like him. So I don't think he's going to screw this up. But there's a question there of not knowing what's coming next because you don't know because he hasn't had full control. He's been involved in all the decisions. But the final say has come from Edens. He himself said in that one piece with Frank Isola that he wasn't supportive of going the Budenholzer route. He wanted Messina, the guy that was in San Antonio. That's who he wanted. That was the guy I wanted. And Edens like, no, we can't gamble. We got to go with the for sure thing. We're going to go with Budenholzer. And that's what they did. If Lazary would have been in charge, Budenholzer would not have been the coach right now. It would have went a different way. Don't know how it would have worked out with a different coach. So to give you an idea, because Edens had the final say, that's why they went the way they did in a situation where they disagreed. And are they probably going to disagree again some more in the next few years? Probably. But this time, he's going to have the final say and not Edens.
And see, here's what I hope don't happen. This is where you get into decisions where, well, so you didn't do what I wanted you to do that particular time. Now it's my time to do what I want to do. And it may not be the right thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, where it's a power struggle and you got your way. Now I'm going to get my way. Right. I understand that.
It doesn't work.
No, that doesn't work in a governorship. If you're going to run an organization, you need to have buy-in from both sides. And Mike Budenholzer also, Budenholzer last night from J.B. Smooth.
Yeah,
Budenholzer, also coach of the year. John Horst, executive of the year. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, most importantly, wins most valuable player last night. Chris Middleton gets shut out of the teammate and community assist award. Those tremendous awards as well with the Bucks clean up last night. Do you still have reservations about the Milwaukee Bucks front office? 414-799-1250. Leroy Butler is here. He's leaped in. He's ready to rock and roll with his take on the other side of the break. You as well at 414-799-1250. But first, these words from my man Gary Ellerson and Dean Murray.
My good friend Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center located on 76 and Layton Plaza. In Brookfield off of Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank building right down the second floor, guys, in a new location for you in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, if you're looking to get the most money for your old gold jewelry, then that will be at the Jewelry Center. That will be at Dean Murray. Guys, you've got cash just laying around your house and you just don't know it. Take your old gold jewelry into the Jewelry Center. You're going to get cash right on the spot. And, you know, listen, some people have gone and shopped around and came back to Dean and they know that Dean does. Now, if you want to have, I don't have time to do all that, but if you want to, if you don't trust what I'm saying, go shop around. Dean's going to give you the most money for your old gold jewelry. Guys, if you're looking to get the best possible deal on any piece of jewelry that he has in store or out of store, you're going to get it from the Jewelry Center. Yeah, I just walk in. That's from my good friend Dean Murray, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank Building, and a new location, folks, in Burlington.
Now, if I had one of my old uncles, you know, he had the uncles that drank a lot, and he's in the back.
Sure, your drunk uncle?
Yeah.
That's how I feel like when I hang out with Tim Allen.
He has his mouth open, and I see like three goals in the back. If I can get one of my dentist friends, allegedly, to go
yank
in
yank one out?
Snatched all three, cuz. And for that, you think he'll buy those?
Well, here's there? The... I've done it before. Dean will look at it. He brings out the magnifying glass, right, Gary? He's got one eye.
Flips down like three or four times.
He looks at it and goes, not real gold, cuz.
Yeah, not real gold.
It's plated.
Yeah.
Played it. It's not the same.
No, not the same.
So go to the real people. Go to shoptjc.com. Stay out of these malls, these fake stuff, man. Go get the real thing at Dean Murray, please.
Be here for the real McCoy. We got real Summerfest tickets. Your opportunity to win a pair today on the Wendy's Big Show at full strength, rocking and rolling on a Tuesday. Seven FM 1250 AM in the radio.com app. This is the Wendy's Big Show.
That's a great answer.
Leroy Butler, Leap 36, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Bill Baby Tao Schmidt hanging out with you till 6 o'clock. Leap, welcome back. Like the shirt?
Oh, thank you.
Do you believe do you still have reservations about the Milwaukee Bucks front office?
Well, I had a reservation down in Orlando with my family. That's the only reservation I have. That's nitpicky stuff. I was so glad to see Horst and Boone. And Blueface. Was that Blueface or was that Giannis? He looks just like the rapper Blueface. I was glad to see that. I know it's a little anticlimactic, so you didn't win the championship.
10 weeks after the NBA
in
season.
In the barbershop, people were yelling and screaming about they hate this MVP thing because it's athlete. Listen, I get all that. But for a franchise, this is amazing. And to hear Booten mention Horst's name, that he likes his structure. He was okay. Well, whatever. I'm okay with that. I mean, this is how I envision this thing going on. But, you know, in this day and age, we need somebody to blame. And basically, Horst is telling, hey, man, listen, if we don't get the people we're supposed to get, you can blame me. I'm okay with it. But as far as coaching, MVP, it was great for the city of Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin. And I got to go back. Giannis, that suit he had on was amazing.
Looked good.
Oh, man, it was on point. It was nice. Relaxed fitting. Anytime you have a chance, and I had to think about this, anytime you have a chance to think, you have an award, and you thank your parents, how can anybody not cry?
I was wondering if anybody else felt dusty once Giannis got up there and started talking last night.
You see an African-American up there to talk. But he is now.
I don't know if he's.
Well, he looked like one, put it that way. He's African.
Well, he's got citizenship now, so he would be an African American.
Man, I don't know what Gary's talking about. Not for Gary, I would say that, but not for Giannis. Gary, I would mess that Muskego. Let's get back to this thing, okay? To see that.
And he lives in Oak Creek, right?
Hey, but wait a minute. I was there before all them buildings came in, before Steve moved in with his family. I was already there.
And he lives in Oak Creek, right?
But that ain't funny, though. It's funnier that Gary lives in Muskego.
I will say the city.
It's funnier that you live in Oak Creek.
Okay, we'll say you're probably right.
The citywide Facebook page is one of the whiter things I've heard of.
Listen. Citywide.
Hey, Oak Creek is amazing. Y'all leave us alone. We don't bother.
Stand up, Oak Creek.
All the time.
Now, you guys are getting Joe Zola. What's better than that?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa, hold on. Who approved that?
That's good.
Yeah, he's coming.
Who's approved it?
He already signed his lease.
That don't mean we approved it. I got to go talk to my folks. We'll charge him a little extra in taxes. He won't even know it. But for Giannis,
Joe will know.
For African-American to thank his father, to me, is amazing. It just is. Just to me. Now, I don't know about everybody else. I don't know about Twitter, Facebook. It was great. And I don't have a problem with the structure because I never had a problem from day one. And I think the reason why was just the Chris Middleton effect. John Horst would never get some people's backing because he wasn't supposed to get the job because he wasn't this big name brand GM that they were looking for.
Youngest general manager in basketball.
He probably was one of the knockoffs. Who loved more knockoffs than Leroy Butler? But the guy did an amazing job, and I loved that. And I just saw people I won't say where I saw him on social media, but they weren't real happy about that. He's the general manager. I didn't know he was the general manager. That's a good thing, I think. Because as you see now with free agency, you'll see more GMs in the headlines and agents more so than the players. And you don't need to see John Horst name all over the place. He wants you just from results. So to answer the question, I didn't have a problem. But maybe I'm a little biased and have too much of an open mind for that.
Leroy, what do you think about the changing of hands of power between Lazar and Edens?
That's going to be amazing.
That's going to happen on Monday.
That's going to be amazing because you ever seen the Michael Jordan take anything, I don't know if it's Michael Jordan, anything you can do, I can do better. Remember they used to sing that as a commercial somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the last owner was, had control, get the names right for me, was
Wes Edens, and then Mark Lazary will take
he
over.
He set
acting governor.
A high standard, okay? None of his players got in any trouble. His guys pretty much was in line to whatever shots he was calling. Although they were together, he had the last say-so, I'm assuming. But you got Aaron Rodgers a part of that deal. You got the Fiserv, another place people didn't know that's amazing. You got the Deirdre's District, the Punch Bowl Social. That's a lot to just – let's move forward. This next guy, what's his name?
Mark Lazary.
He's the guy that you're going to say, you know what? Would you go over to the luxury tax to get a free agent? And he may say, yeah.
And that's what Frank Isola had asked him earlier in the year.
Of course.
He said, we'll see about that. We'll see where we finish.
Go. So fans may like that, though.
And Sparky,
I just want to ask Leroy one more question.
Go ahead, Gary.
Do you think, that's great. So do you think they then have different ideas on how things should be ran? Because they're both two different individuals.
Yes, I think they will. I think they both come from the hedge fund type thing, but I may want to sell X, you may want to sell O, but it all comes in
so
the same
pot. So we don't know where we're going, basically.
We got to wait and see.
So is this good or bad for the organization?
Well, my personal opinion, I think it's fantastic because I like that kind of unorthodox way of looking at things, outside the box thing.
I like that word, unorthodox.
Because I think that's what you may see. You may see them go over the luxury tax and say, okay, one guy was physically responsible, one guy willing to take a chance. I'm okay with that.
But at this point in time, is this the right time to be able to take that chance?
Absolutely.
Because you are at the peak of your power.
You're the peak of your power.
Yes.
But in the same vein, you're about to lock up 4 years of a lot of guaranteed money.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing about an agreement.
Almost $60, $70 million in guaranteed money.
They had the agreement before this. So you can't just change it.
Absolutely.
We've gone through agreement that in so many years that I would take over. You did a great job, and you'll still be there, of course. You'll still get your position, you know, you can raise your hand. But ultimately, if it's a, a struggle, I'm going to go in a different direction. It just works. It just works for me because the guy's waited his time. He's waited his time. We need to get behind that, and let's just see how it goes. This is a perfect time because on the 30th, next Sunday, you're going to say, hey, is it going to be a change? And can we feel that change?
Sparky, can you feel a change?
No. I don't feel a change right now. I mean, it's too early to feel a change, isn't it?
So you're all on board, fine. We're all just in a wait and see. No one has any idea of what the future will hold. We can't predict where either of these guys are going to go, how they're going to fall.
No, I don't think anything. Look, if you...
But didn't he play in the All-Star game?
Mark Lazary does, yes. He's played in the Celebrity All-Star game last 2 years.
He's going over that luxury tax, Steve.
Well, yeah.
You can bet you on that.
Yeah, possibly.
He's a fan, cuz.
But wait a second. I mean, you guys have to understand that you don't know really what's coming. I mean,
you
hear rumblings of, well, Bledsoe will be on the team by opening night. Are they going to try and move Eric Bledsoe to a team that
Do you really believe that?
To a team that has cap space, and then in order to free up money to go after one of the free agents that they don't have money to go after right now. Yeah. The only way you can do that is if we trade Eric Bledsoe for a second-round pick or something stupid like that to a team that can absorb the cap space. And now, all of a sudden, now you free up a bunch of money. Now it's, well, maybe I'll go get a free agent guard. Maybe I'm interested in Kemba. Maybe I'm interested in Kyrie or whatever the case may be. Or D'Angelo Russell. I'm not saying this is going to happen,
but you've
got rumblings across the board. I just saw on Twitter rumblings that Boston might have interest in Kemba Walker now.
That just came out.
Since they're going to let Kyrie walk, and Danny Ainge, none too happy with Kyrie. But that is the thing with this thing starting on Sunday at 6 o'clock. You just don't know. Mm-hmm. And then, like we said before, with Lazary kind of having final say here, Edens and Horst might be together on, all right, this is the plan, this is kind of what I want. And Lazary might be like, hey, man, I kind of got this dude's jersey autographed hanging up in my office. It'd
That's
be kind of cool. He was,
and I know his agent.
Or I'm friends with his agent. Had dinner with him the other night.
He'll take a little less?
You do not know. It's impossible to guess. I'm just going to go with what I said in the first segment, which is, you just better make sure Giannis is good with whatever the hell you're doing.
Oh, that's a nut.
You have one year to make sure you don't flip him the wrong way. Like, you just make sure he's good. As long as he's good, I'm fine. Meaning he gets mad at what you do in a year as controlling partner, and then all of a sudden it's like, Kobe's on the line. I can see what he's got to say before I go sign the Supermax. You don't want to be in that situation. Now, you watched last night. I find it highly unlikely that he would leave. But again, a lot of things can change in one year, folks.
He's
not leaving.
You feel very safe about that.
100% he's not leaving.
At the end of the day, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. My goal is to win a championship. As my dad told me, you know, always want more, but never be greedy.
That's typical media guy And I've done that before.
Do you want the full one?
Yeah.
The full answer?
Yeah, that's typical. And that's what we do in the media. We just kind of cut it up.
Here we go. This is the full answer.
At the end of the day, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. My goal is to win a championship. As my dad told me, you know, always want more, but never be greedy. My goal is to win a championship, and we're going to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
He talks about Milwaukee in the beginning.
In the beginning?
Yeah, way in the beginning.
Way in the beginning.
Yeah.
This is just a walk-off. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's the walk-off. Yeah.
That's the walk-off.
Yeah, but he did mention Milwaukee.
This is the walk-off.
My goal is to win a championship, and we're going to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
Yeah, I don't know who's reading to that. But
a lot of people were last night. Goodness gracious. Insecurities all over the place.
Let me just get this out right now. Bart Winkler didn't read into that, did he?
What?
I didn't hear him talking about it this morning.
I know a lot of people did on Twitter.
I didn't listen to the whole show, but I didn't hear him talk about it.
Thank you. Good. Thank you. Good.
They did a good interview with Joe Girardi.
Who that?
Whatever, the baseball guy.
Joe Girardi, World Series winning manager and player.
Radio.com Baseball Insider.
Yeah, he did a good interview with him. I didn't hear him talk about it.
Oh, okay. All right.
What was that?
We'll just leave that there.
Why you care about what Bart thinks?
Because, whatever.
No, don't worry about it.
Wendy's Big Show here, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. We got a chance at Summerfest tickets for you here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, till 6 o'clock here on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Leap 36, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back here as well. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Brewers back on the field today. A little interleague action, take on Domingo Santana, and my man, Daniel Vogelback. You'll understand why Daniel Vogelback is one of my favorite players in Major League Baseball tonight when you see Daniel Vogelback playing for the Seattle Mariners. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show. We'll get you set for that one right after here, 6 o'clock here on The Fan, then Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Myself and Tim Allen after the game, take your calls and reaction. After hopefully the Brewers extend the winning streak, they are finally on, Sparky. Two-gamer. Following up after a tough week, Craig Counsell talked about it, a tough week, no doubt about it, but the Brewers can start finding themselves a little bit of a winning streak here, and maybe it starts with Keston Hiramov. Tim Allen has predicted it all week that it would be either yesterday or today that we would see Keston Hiramov in a Brewers uniform full-time.
Have you seen anything yet?
No, I have not, but if you do, let me know. Please let me know if you do.
I haven't seen anything yet either. I'm still going to go with he'll be on the roster August 1st. That's where I'm going with until something changes my mind to think otherwise. I just don't think they're going to cut anybody. I don't think that's going to happen. We've talked about this to nausea, but they're not cutting anybody. They have nobody with any type of trade value at this point to free up that position. So unless...
How many more options they somebody have with gets, Shaw? One?
Yeah, left? They can send Shaw down, right? Mm-hmm. But they're not going to do that because... They don't want to hurt his feelings. So Shaw's going to
stay.
Well,
you said
they're
not going to do that. You're just being sarcastic, right?
Jimmy Nelson should have been sent down.
Based on what?
But instead they sent him to the bullpen.
They're supposed to send him there first. You can't just send him down. See, he just got up here.
He's not doing his job.
Okay, well, give him a chance.
Do you think he's better as a bullpen arm, which he's never done in his life, or do you think he's better as a starter, which he's done his entire career?
I think we have to find out, because I didn't know that about Corbin Burns or Peralta. I don't know where they're supposed to be. So let's put him in the bullpen.
That's good.
And let him
keep him up.
You have that in common with the Brewers front office and coaching staff, because they don't know either.
So when they come out of the bullpen, now you ain't got to worry about developing pitchers. Give me your best stuff. Out of the bullpen.
But you have no starters.
And compete.
You have no starters.
That's the thing. What? Who going the other night? Hauser or Claudio?
Adrian Hauser is going to start tomorrow.
Hauser, that's your starter. What else you want?
Oh, I don't know. He's been one of your best relievers.
I get it.
He's been one of your best relievers. Leroy. You just yanked him out for an unknown in Jimmy Nelson and put him in the bullpen. You have no idea what's going to happen.
Steve.
Brilliant.
Did it? But see, here's why I'm going to give him a pass. He told us that before the first pitch, because Gary made us replay it. He said, y'all got to have okay with some uncertainty. This is uncertainty. So he warned us.
Who's he?
Well, there's been a lot of uncertainty.
Council. You remember that, Steve. We played it like 30 times. I said, why does Gary want us to play this back? It makes sense now. So you got to be okay with this, but I don't want you to forget what you were saying. But to me, I'm okay with it because he warned me about the uncertainty, but with Jimmy Nelson. You have to figure, and I told you Custin Hero will be back. He'll be back. They're trying to figure it out. He'll be back at some point.
I said August 1st.
No, that's too long.
August 1st.
He'll be back before
After
then.
The trade deadline.
He'll be back before then. Steve, you just be joking.
The only way he gets
back. He'll be back before that.
No, I'm being serious.
Make a move and get him back.
I'm being dead serious. The only way he gets back before then is if somebody gets, quote, hurt. And put on the IL.
Or they move somebody.
If that happens, then they free up a way for him to get up here if somebody goes on the IL. But I don't think they got the cojones to cut Shaw or to cut Aguilar. I don't see
it
happening.
Too much capital.
They both are controllable players. They're not cutting those guys.
What's the question?
Well, I'm not going to talk over anybody, so I'll just wait and line it up. So if Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, you're saying that they need to have the cojones, as you like to put it, to the intestinal fortitude is another way that I'd put it, to make
that.
The tough decision and play Keston here. That feels like you believe that he should be on this major league team at all costs, no doubt about it.
Never should have been sent
starting
down to
every
begin
single
with.
Day.
Never should have been sent down to begin with.
Leroy Butler?
Hey, man, listen, if they listen to Steve, he wanted the three young pitchers in there, too, and he got that, and they bailed on him.
Way too quick.
And Steve, the same guy,
they were awful.
They got me on board, but Steve's the same guy got me on board with Jesus Aguilar. I'm not going to give up on him. And the guy got too much control. So I'll just sit and wait for that. Travis Shaw got too much working capital. Okay? If you're in the investment, these guys, we're talking about the Bucks owners, they don't give up on any investments when they go down. They wait so they can get their money back. So the guy hit over 60-something home runs. That can turn on at any time. But I will say this. If Keston Hero, Gary, is pushing to where he's so good that you got to make a move, I'm going to wait to the last possible date. And that's what makes Steve says August 1st after the trade deadline.
Sure.
But to me, I'm willing to play this thing out because you had an opportunity to get Kimbrough and Keiko and you didn't do it for whatever reason. So you had to feel like sooner or later that the Travis Shaw capital will come in, and then at that point, you can flip him if you want. You can do whatever, or send him down to get Keston Hero up. I just don't know if I want to do that at this moment.
Gary, would you like to see Keston Hero playing in the major league level?
Yes.
At all, whatever it takes?
No, but at some point, yes. And I think they've done it. Listen, and that's what makes this fans of fans and reactionary and everything so. This Keston Hero thing has been on top of everybody's minds, and really because of Travis Shaw. He's truly been struggling, and they're going to give him every opportunity to fail. Basically, that's what it is. And a lot of people don't understand or get that about sports. We just want to go cut a guy, and we want to go move another guy out, and sometimes that's not always the right thing to do. And we forget about, and there is such a thing as a rookie paying dues, but then all of a sudden look, this weekend, I see the guys from the Dodgers. They had like three rookies.
Them guys are hitting
walk-offs.
Alex Verdugo hits one earlier in the weekend. Yeah. Will Smith caps it up, 2016 draft pick. Now, they also are going through some injuries, but you're right. They go out there and produce.
But you explained that today to me, Billy. He goes, well, hey, here's the difference. They had to make those moves because there were injury situations. So those guys were able to walk in the door. With this situation, they just can't walk in the door. They're going to have to tell somebody something.
And it's going to be an uncomfortable conversation no matter who it is or when it is.
It's going to be very uncomfortable. And so you have to figure out the dynamics of your baseball club within that. And they know that better. And I'm just speaking from a guy who's played and how the locker room works and how it doesn't work. They have to figure out the dynamics of their locker room and who they're going to go say, no, you can't be here anymore, and how important that guy is in that locker room before you go and make a move. And then after you make that move, or if you do make that move, Joe's giving you the side eye.
Somebody that Craig Counsell has believed is very integral to that clubhouse is Hernán Pérez. Hernán Pérez will play second base and hit seventh tonight. Hernán Pérez also does hit right-handed in similar fashion as Keston Hiram.
He's also
does.
A pitcher.
He also can sometimes catch, can play first, second, third.
I can do it. So
short, not at left, all right, and center.
Not at all costs, I would say. I think you've got to be careful about when you bring this guy in. And then when this guy comes, say you do pull that plug and you make that move, and if it is Travis Shaw, say that you do that, he can't be messing up. No errors. I mean, which is very uncomfortable. Because now he's got to be on point.
Puts you in a very tough spot. There's already pressure on you as the number one overall prospect.
It does. Now he's got to be on point every single play. Because everybody's going to be looking at him. Not us, everybody, but everybody in the locker room.
And those eyes are the ones that are very, very important. 414-799-1250. Should the Brewers play Keston Hira at all costs? Let's go to Greenwood and say hello to Leonard. Leonard, you're on the fan.
Hey, Leonard.
Yes, Leonard, you're on the fan.
You're on the radio, buddy.
Yes, I feel like the Brewers should hold the way they're going, and Keston Hira, they got good chemistry. They'll do it. They'll come around.
All right, thanks, appreciate the call, thanks, Leonard. There's Leonard saying that he believes they should stick to it, and it's difficult to want to rock the boat, Gary. And you guys can speak to this more, but Tim brought it up earlier in the weekend, and I thought it was a good point. You want to have Travis Shaw feel like he got the opportunity.
Absolutely.
To where Travis Shaw then goes,
it's on him.
Yeah, I would send myself down.
Right. Yes.
When do you get to that point, though? Because we're almost halfway through the season. We're like six games away from being at the 81-game mark. At some point, Travis Shaw is honest with himself and says, dude,
I wasn't doing it.
I'm not doing it right now.
And guys will. I mean, at some point they will, but with a veteran like him, listen, Travis Shaw has given you a lot in his short career here, though. And he saved his career by coming here, and you gave him that opportunity. Not just it's about Travis Shaw, but it's about other guys looking at you, how you going to do Travis Shaw. And they feel like if you cut his if you do him wrong, they look at you like maybe you can do me wrong the same way and look at what I give you. That's a very uncomfortable situation that you don't want your locker room to be in. It is what it is, and I get it. People want Hira here, and I understand it. And as well as he deserves to be here. Look at what he's doing right now.
He's got a grand slam, multiple games back-to-back with home runs. Had a couple over the weekend. He's absolutely raking, hitting over 350 since he was sent down to AAA.
Do you remember why Braun – remember they brought Braun up and he played third base, Steve?
Yeah, he played third base that whole year.
Yeah. Do you remember why they brought him up? Who was at third base?
Nobody was at third base. They should have brought him up straight out of spring training.
We were talking about that in the beginning.
Tore the cover off the ball, but because of service time stuff, they waited till the end of May, I think it was, before they finally called him up. Yeah.
But isn't he supposed to do those kind of numbers in AAA? It's almost like congratulating Aaron Rodgers for making the Pro Bowl. You're supposed to make it.
Sure.
You're the best player.
Absolutely.
That doesn't move the needle whether we bring you up or not. What moves the needle whether you come up or not, we have the availability.
And part of the conversation that David Stearns, Matt Arnold, Mark Antanasio, and Craig had before the season with these guys, and when I say these dudes, I mean Mauricio Dubon as well as Keston here, and Corey Ray kind of fit into that conversation too when we talked to him earlier in the year, was we need to see these dudes be able to do it at every single level of the minor leagues, because when you're playing in AAA, you guys know this, you're playing against some dudes that were in the big leagues last week. You got some guys that played 4, 5, 6, 7 years in the big leagues, and they're still trying to get back. So this is as close to big league pitching as you're going to get, albeit not in Milwaukee. 414-799-1250. Should the Brewers play Keston Hira at the major league level at all costs? Some more reaction after the break. We also have John McNamara talking some Badgers football later on in the Wendy's Big Show. Your chance at Summerfest tickets.
He just got another recruit committed today.
Yeah, linebacker.
And your boy Deacon Hill.
Quarterback today. Two linebackers yesterday. Yeah.
Very nice.
Harry's Razors.
What star are they, Steve?
three.
Oh, okay.
That's the Badger way.
We'll get in.
Harry's.
Oh, no, you know, that's my fault.
No, one of the linebackers.
That's my fault.
He's buying in. He's buying in.
One of those linebackers was a four-star. My man, Jordan Turner, inside backer.
No, it depends on
number 12.
You look at it then. Harry's Razors. If you're getting ready to take that summer vacation at some point, like Leroy just got back from his summer vacation, Ryan Horvath's getting ready to go on his summer vacation from the morning show, make sure that you have your Harry's razors. A lot of guys buy disposable razors when they travel, but this summer you don't have to sacrifice quality for price. Harry's delivers high-quality, travel-friendly shave supplies at a great low price, just $2 per cartridge. Be like me. Get a nice, smooth, comfortable shave with your Harry's razor. There's no reason to use anything else at this point. They simply are the best. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use Sparky at Harry's.com, Sparky at Harry's.com. Harry's founders were two regular guys tired of getting ripped off and paying for overpriced razors. Harry's makes quality, durable blades at a fair price, just $2 per replacement cartridge. And you get 100% quality guarantee. Doesn't really matter that they'll give you a full refund because you're going to love your shave. So, again, doesn't matter. Harry's cares about giving back. 1% of all sales are donated to charitable organizations. Pretty cool there. This summer, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code SPARKY at Harry's.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code SPARKY at Harry's.com. When you run out, remember Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. And if you prefer to shop in-store, Harry's razors are also available at Walmart and Target.
While the Brewers aren't ready to play Keston Hira at all costs, it also doesn't appear that they're ready to play somebody else that is on the 25-man roster at all costs. Should they be playing Keston every single day, and should he be up here no matter what you have to give up? 414-799-1250, Wendy's Big Show back after this. Your chance at Summerfest tickets come up within an hour from right now. 414-799-1250 is the phone number, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. The Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day. This is the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Bill Baby Tausch Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, and Leroy Butler, our two former Packers, making up the four-man crew on the Wendy's Big Show. Should the Brewers play Keston Hira at all costs? Brad is in Racine. He dialed 414-799-1250. Now Brad's on the fan. Brad, you believe Keston Hira should be playing at all costs?
I think he should be up here, but if he played at all costs, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I think Keston Hira, you know, when he was up here, there was no reason to send him back. I mean, proved everything. You know, at the major league level, he should be up here. I understand they brought Shaw up here, and Shaw's been, you know, playing a little bit better, but, you know, if Keston Hira, ultimately, your offense is struggling at times, which the Brewers have this year, Keston up here in my opinion, second base. And Stock is going to third, and I'll show me figure it out.
Appreciate the call, Brad. I'm having trouble hearing him. But he said he believes that Travis Shaw should go and figure it out. Mike Moustakas plays third base. And then Keston Hira comes in and plays second. And that does seem to be the prevailing thought. That's the easiest way to make it all work. But you are changing the dynamic of left-handed and right-handed bats on your bench, which is something that Craig Counsell and them have definitely kept in high regard. But another one that would be struggling would be Jesus Aguilar, right-handed bat who's hitting just at the Mendoza line. Jesus Aguilar will hit fifth tonight and play first base, while Eric Thames has a .260 batting average, 10 home runs and 160 at-bats, and will be off the bench tonight. 414-799-1250.
That home run that Shaw hit the other day, that is what they're looking for. That gives him more time.
465 feet.
That gives them, in their head, in my conversation with these counsel.
When you talk to Craig Counsell every day, right?
We did a
like
group.
You do, yeah.
We did a group FaceTime.
Mm-hmm. You, Craig, and Mike Budenholzer?
No, not Budenholzer.
Oh, Budenholzer. Because Mike Budenholzer likes baseball now.
Yeah, but
big baseball fan. Yeah,
when I do him, he likes to be alone.
Okay, that's understandable.
Yeah, because we talk about
I wouldn't say that again.
I think, that we like to be alone? Guys FaceTime each other alone. What's wrong with that? Me and Gary FaceTime.
We like to be.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Mm-hmm. But see, here's the thing. They want them to get a minimum amount of at-bats to feel like to move to the next stage. And Jesus and Shaw are not at that limit yet. When they get that minimum amount, which I don't know that amount, they wouldn't give me the exact amount. But these guys get a minimum amount of,
usually about 100 at bats.
Well, you're the baseball guy, so let's just go with that.
Yeah.
So we don't know where they're at over beyond that, because I think at that particular time, and it also is, where are we in the standings at that particular time? Because if you keep dropping, because I seem to think that it's a, I mean, most people probably think it's a 3-team race right now. I seem to think it's a 5-team. I think if you're Cincinnati, you're thinking, look, we can play with every team in this league. We're in our little conference division or whatever. We can play with these guys. We, if you know, we're 5 games back. I think they're like 5 games back, give or take. So if you're thinking that, so if you're in first place, maybe that helps the decision. If we're in third place, because we've lost, because they just, I mean, go to West Coast and play some bad teams and just won like 2 out of 7, 2 out of 6 games or something like that. That makes your decision sometimes. They're trying not to be like that as an organization. Don't be so knee-jerk based on where you are in the standings or the at-bats, but you got to be fair about it as well. Because remember, David Stearns is an analytical guy. He looks at these numbers. He goes through the numbers, the reason why he probably got here, you know, from Houston. But at the same time, he also had to look at what social media is thinking. But he has to look at what the fans are thinking. And at the end of the day, it's about how many games can you win? So Keston here, to me, is almost like the ace in the hole, playing with house money with these guys. If it goes real bad, we got somewhere to go.
Sure.
But not many
so
people.
So it hasn't hit rock bottom, is what you're saying yet.
Right.
Okay.
Now,
understandable.
Had they dropped, you know, had they been like where Cincinnati would have swept them or something at home? Or if for some reason.
And Cincinnati gets the Milwaukee Brewers again and the Chicago Cubs again before the All-Star break. That team is hot. And they are playing fiery baseball.
You'll see some dramatic stuff happening. Until then, it's going to be much of the same. You're going to see, you know, the Housers, you know, starting. You know, if he's a relief pitcher, he's going to, what, throw 2 or 3 innings if he was in the bullpen?
Not a former starter. He started this year for the Crew.
Well, the longest he's ever gone.
Well, in the majors, it was 4 2/3.
That's what they want from him now.
Yeah, yeah.
4 2/3, then you get the bullpen. Now, that'll make your bullpen tax it out a little bit. But, hey, listen, they won this way last year.
But Brewer fans,
they're
going to
think
that.
This. They sure don't.
They want now.
They don't want
now. I mean, you're selling something good, Leroy, but I think most people, this is what I feel like, most Brewer fans want here or here, and they want him now.
I'm more just frustrated that.
But I haven't heard. Tell me. Because I really haven't heard your answer to this question yet.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I'm more just frustrated Adrian Houser didn't tell me on Saturday when I had him inside the clubhouse on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck show that he wasn't going to start.
Yeah,
cool. Come on, man. You knew you were starting.
Well, why didn't you do the little Laura Butler? Just tell us he told you that. He ain't like he gonna go and dispute, argue with you.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's what he said, right?
Hey, man, I was talking to him, and indirectly kind of told me this.
So, Billy, what's your thoughts on this question?
I believed that he would be here by the All-Star break. I kind of believe that it would be sooner rather than later. But Travis Shaw getting a home run, that probably buys him another week.
Yep,
so
that's what I said.
Did you answer the question, though, at all costs?
No, I'm not going to mess up the boat, but whenever he is here, he's going to be ready to play.
So you're not freaking out right now that this kid's not here?
No, I'm also not freaking about as the team moves right now. I'm having a code of caution and optimism and relief after a couple of wins. Feeling a lot better, calm, and everything's going to be all right.
Look at your boy.
Listen to a lot of Bob Marley. Everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right.
Look at your boy looking at with his hands.
I see him.
He looks sad. Is he okay?
No, I'm fine. I'm just listening.
Just wants to hear what George in Milwaukee has to say on this. George, should the Brewers play Keston here at all costs?
Yes. What I don't understand is I'm sitting here listening to y'all. Since when does the best prospect have to still sit after he done already hit in every single freaking level? A, double A, triple A. Travis Shaw, not hidden. I'm going to give him an opportunity to see break out of it. I don't want to see an opportunity to break out of it. Go back down to triple A, hit there consistently, get your swing back, and let Keston Hira get all the bats that Travis Shaw is getting. It doesn't make sense to year out, and it all comes back to this service time. Always trying to figure out a way to hold a player down with the service time. So you have an elite bat that we just have to sit on because you want to give a person that ain't hitting an opportunity to get out of a slump. No, you get your slump, you get out of a slump in AAA, not in the majors. Custin Hero was hitting when they took him down. They need to keep him there because we want him to be an all-star bat. So let him keep hitting until the point where we won't even need to bring Travis Shaw back up. Give Custin Hero an opportunity now. And then if Travis Shaw get hot, find somebody else to take out because we got our young player. Every baseball team, they got a number one prospect. Once they start hitting in AAA, they get to play. So why are we not doing the same thing? It don't even make sense to me. I just don't understand the concept of baseball. Best player, sit. Number one draft pick, Zion, nope, you're not going to play yet, sit. Who does that? Don't nobody do that but baseball.
Appreciate the call, George. And it's a really confusing situation because when you talk about the service time, the clock's already ticking. You brought him up before the date. You got to pay him. He's a super two now. That's why the frustration for me is that he's not here because you're already paying him. Like, you already lost it. You already lost the free year. So you might as well play him now.
It's not about him, man.
But if Eric Thames would just play every day at first base, it would make a whole lot more sense how you could actually have it all work out.
Yeah, this is not about Kessin here and what he's doing. It's just not. It's about keeping everybody under team control and figuring out how to not have to cut anybody and making sure the veterans in that clubhouse are happy and doing it that way. That's what it's all about. And that's what it's going to continue to be about going forward. So like I said, August, that's what I'll say. August 1st, that's when Kessin Hero will come back. And until then, you'll continue to see what they have. And you know what? The longer they're in first place or close to first place, there's really no reason for them to make a move, folks.
Yep.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. Next, Yelich, Giannis, or maybe A-Rod. Who's next? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.